Remember names like Waco or Heaven's Gate, places where people had gathered themselves into communes, spiritual communes, for their particular belief and purpose, either to separate from the rest of society, to live their brand of biblical righteous living, or in the case of one like Heaven's Gate, to prepare themselves, and unfortunately, by a mass suicide, for some melding with some cosmic entity that they felt that they were to do. History, unfortunately, has a lot of stories like that. We've even chronicled one on Beyond Today a few years ago with a program where we traveled to a place called New Harmony, where a group of people back in the early 1800s had come together to form a community in anticipation of Christ's return, separate from the rest of the world, and to form a utopia. Again, history has a lot of stories in regard to this. I've just recently done a program on Beyond Today talking about Christ's 1,000-year reign on earth. And the reality is, and one of the points I brought out, is that human efforts will not produce a utopia on this earth, a perfect society, community, or grouping of people. History and time proves that over and over again. But the Bible does tell us that Christ is returning to this earth, and he will establish what is called the millennium, a 1,000-year reign of the rule of Jesus Christ on this earth. Revelation chapter 20 and verse 4 speaks to this. When the vision that John had speaks of those whom he saw who had borne witness of Christ, they had not worshipped the beast or his image and had not received his mark on their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. A very specific reference to a time that is spoken of from the earliest pages of the Bible regarding a time when Christ will rule on this earth, when that kingdom will come and reform and the entire earth and humanity. It's a time to look forward to. It's a time of hope, but it's one that will come only at the hand of God. And so that program, which I'm sure you're going to look forward to seeing, is going to help to set the record straight and put us into a biblical understanding of what Christ's 1,000-year reign on earth really is about. That's BT Daily. Join us next time.